SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has met with Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orban in Budapest as those two countries sign a civilian nuclear cooperation deal. Correspondent Karen Jamas.
Round of applause as the deal is signed in Hungary's capital, Budapest. Rubio has headed to Hungary from Slovakia following the Munich Security Conference in Germany before that. The trip puts him in friendly territory with the leaders who back Donald Trump and resist stronger support for Ukraine. Speaking after the signing in Budapest, Rubio said,
"The relationship between the United States and Hungary today is as close as I can possibly imagine it being."
President Trump has endorsed Hungarian Premier Orban ahead of elections in 2 months. I'm Karen Shamas.
There are fears the partial government shutdown will soon make life miserable for airline passengers.
While mass flight cancellations like those during last year's shutdown are considered less likely this time because air traffic controllers are still getting paid, TSA officers must stay on the job without pay. Travel experts warn of long security lines if the shutdown drags on and more officers take unscheduled leave. Airline industry groups fear major disruptions as the busy spring break travel season approaches. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The latest in the Nancy Guthrie case, investigators consulting with Walmart management to develop leads. That's because a backpack the suspect was wearing is sold exclusively at Walmart stores. Sheriff of Pima County, Arizona, Chris Nanos, says the suspect's Ozark Trail hiker pack is the only clothing item that has been definitely identified. Oscar-winning actor Robert Duvall has died. His credits include 2 Godfather movies, the miniseries Lonesome Dove. He was 95. This is SRN News. Virginia lawmakers move to restrict abortion pills.
The state has a lot of pro-life laws, many of which can be gotten around by women who order abortion drugs from out of state and have them shipped in. Now the West Virginia legislature is working on a bill that would criminalize any actions to import or distribute abortifacients within state borders. Other pro-life states have these laws, but have found them hard to enforce if pro-abortion states refuse to cooperate. The courts are expected to make the final decision. Michael Harrington reporting.
Some churches in Milan trying to capitalize on the buzz around the 2026 Winter Olympics to teach kids that sports values matter in everyday life. This week, dozens of children received snowflake-shaped medals at the Church of San Antonio after observing lessons about fairness, sportsmanship, friendship, and respect. Organizers hope to involve as many as 13,000 young people from schools. This is SRN News. The U.S. military boards another oil tanker in its sanctions crackdown.
U.S. military forces board another sanctioned tanker in the Indian Ocean after tracking the Veronica 3 from the Caribbean Sea in an effort to target illicit oil connected to Venezuela. The Pentagon releasing video and a statement. Venezuela has been facing U.S. sanctions of its oil for years, relying on a shadow fleet of falsely flagged tankers to smuggle crude. According to the Treasury Department, the Veronica 3 is a Panamanian-flagged vessel under U.S. sanctions related to Iran. I'm Julie Walker.
The Nigerian military says about 100 U.S. troops plus equipment are in Nigeria to help train soldiers in that West African country. The deployment follows an easing of tensions that had flared between the U.S. and Nigeria when President Trump issued threats against the government over allegations it was not protecting Christians. More details at SRNNews.com.